Andrea Constand, the woman whose sexual assault accusations led to Bill Cosby's conviction, is breaking her silence. Constand accused Cosby of drugging and molesting her in 2004. She's one of dozens of women to accuse the comedian of sexual assault. The former Temple University basketball administrator has stayed quiet about the case for years. Now she is sitting down with Dateline NBC's Kate Snow for a special that airs tonight. Snow won an Emmy for her interviews with Cosby accusers in 2015, and she joins us now. Kate, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Andrea Constand has not spoken publicly before. Why now, do you think?
For 13 years, she hasn't spoken publicly, Rachel. I think now, because of the verdict, she and her lawyers felt that she could finally tell her story in full. And she wanted to do it, she told me, to help other women, not just those who make accusations against Bill Cosby. There are about 60 women who still have allegations against him, but also every man or woman out there who might have a story like hers who hasn't felt able to tell it yet. She wants to inspire others.
You talk directly with her about what happened on the night that she was assaulted by Bill Cosby, and we're going to play a clip of your interview. Can you set this up for us?
Yeah, in 2004, Andrea, as you mentioned, was operations manager for the Temple University women's basketball program in Philadelphia. And Bill Cosby was a famous Temple alum and supporter. At the time, she was anxious about making a career move, and Cosby had been mentoring her. And he invited her to his home to discuss her plans. She later testified in court that Cosby offered her something, some pills, to help her relax. And within a half hour of taking them, she started slurring her words. She says she couldn't walk. Cosby helped her to a couch and assaulted her.
What is your mind saying?
My mind is saying, move your hands, kick. Can you do anything? I don't want this. Why is this person doing this? And me not being able to react in any specific way. So I was limp. I was a limp noodle.
You also spoke with Andrea Constand's mother and four other women who have accused Bill Cosby as part of this special. What else struck you about those conversations?
And those four other women, Rachel, are women who testified. The judge in this latest trial, the second criminal trial, allowed five women to testify. Four of them sit with me and talk about why they did that. They did it for Andrea, and they see her as a hero. I think what's striking about her description that you just heard is she talks about the little details, and they've stuck with me. He, after the attack, she wakes up, and he offers her breakfast. Hmm. He gives her a muffin and a cup of tea, and she can't process what had happened. She drives herself home. She takes a shower in tears, and then, as a lot of people can probably relate to, she goes to work, and she doesn't tell anyone. Because she's ashamed, which is what a lot of survivors will tell you happens. She feels ashamed of what happened. And she feels no one will believe her. It's Dr. Huxtable, she said to me. Huh. Who's going to believe her?
Kate Snow, her interview with Cosby victim Andrea Constand, airs tonight on Dateline NBC. Kate, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.